Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks for listening to... I've forgotten what it's called. Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. That was it. I was going to say Englishman in Japan. I've been recording too many of those episodes recently. Anyway, yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. And I was going to say that the other day I was thinking I'm quite glad that I've had this opportunity to come and live in a different country, because I'm sure a lot of my listeners are learning English as a hobby. So I don't know, maybe you enjoy reading English books or enjoy watching English films or, you know, consuming English media. Maybe some people are doing it for work as well, as part of your job. But then there will be some people who are doing it because they're either thinking about moving to an English-speaking country or they have moved to an English-speaking country. So now I feel like I've got more in common, like I've got a connection with those of you who are thinking about moving to an English-speaking country or are already living in one. I'm in a Japanese-speaking country, but I mean, you know, the whole experience of swapping countries, of moving to a different country, I feel like I've got some connection with those of you now. So I'll speak a little about that today. So this morning, I went out for a bit of a walk, and most mornings I don't. I don't know. From the beginning, I got into a habit of going out for a walk around the park with my wife, but recently we've been going to bed a little late, and that means waking up a little late, and that means no time to go for a walk around the park together if she's going out early for her job. My job starts very late. I've mentioned this before, but my job doesn't start until about 12, about afternoon time. So I have all of the mornings free, which is good because I can record a podcast in the morning. Excellent. Got lots of time for that now. And studying in the morning, that's good too. But anyway, sometimes I go out for a walk by myself. So there's a park, a local park that I go for a walk in. But today, I thought I'd go a bit further afield, on a bit of a further walk. So I caught a bus to the train station with my wife this morning, and then afterwards I just went for a bit of a random walk around the town, just a view of looking at a few streets I'd not seen before. Now, I'd made the mistake. I thought I was going to go shopping. I thought I was going to go to a supermarket, and it was almost 9 in the morning. And my wife said, "But they're all closed." And I was like, "What?" And it's almost 9, and they're all closed. I think in England they probably open from 8, don't they? Much earlier. I'm pretty sure they do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I have a feeling they do, and I don't even think about when they open supermarkets. I just go into them and expect them to be open, apart from Sundays. Sundays in England is weird, where shops can only open from like, well, they change their hours. It can be like 10 till 5 or 9 till 4 or like a weird combination. So it's a bit annoying on Sundays. But yeah, I didn't normally think about it. And she was right. I checked the times and one store opened at 9, I think it was, and another one opened at 9:30, which isn't too late, really. But yeah, just didn't expect it. Anyway, I didn't end up going shopping. I just went for a walk around, like I said. And I think it might be, it probably is actually, since I arrived here, the first time I've sort of been walking around like a busier part of Japan by myself. I've always been with someone, either with my wife's parents or with my wife. And it's a different feeling when you're on your own, I think, in a foreign country. It's more of an, I think it's quite an isolating feeling, or like you've got less of a connection to things. Am I explaining this well? I don't know. But I don't know, when you're with friends or when you're with, you know, your partner or something, it feels like you've got more of a connection to the place. I guess it depends, doesn't it? So if my wife was British and I was in Japan with my British wife, then I don't know, maybe it would feel a bit different. But yeah, when you're just on your own and you're foreign, and you're in a foreign country, then yeah, it can feel a bit isolating, because you're different, I think. That's the thing. But I don't know. Maybe it depends what country you're in. I wonder how people who move to England feel. I wonder if they have the same feeling. Because, I mean, I've said this before, but my image of an English person can be anything, really. I mean, if someone says, draw a picture of an English person, they can have, like, any colour of skin. They can be from anywhere, like, any background. So, I don't know. But in Japan, that's not really... I think if you say, draw a picture of a Japanese person, I'm pretty sure they're going to have black hair. And probably, like, brown eye colour. Because there aren't that many foreign people in Japan, so that's why I look quite different, I think. But having said that, my hair is very, very close to black. My eyes are brown-ish, but a little bit green. So, yeah. But anyway, you know what I mean. So, it's a bit of a strange feeling. It's a bit of... But I'll tell you something, actually. I was walking around, and sometimes I see a shop. I don't know, maybe a convenience store or something. And I think, oh, I'm going to have a look in there. Maybe I'll buy something. And then I think, can I be bothered? Can I be bothered to, what? To put the effort in, I suppose, to go and buy something. Because it does take just a little bit more effort to do that in a foreign country. I don't know if you can understand what I'm talking about, but like in England, I just walk into a shop and it's just, you know, I know exactly what to do. I know all the rules. I know the language, you know, and if anyone says something to me, I completely understand it. And my response is just effortless. And I don't know, over here, it's a bit different. It's like you're there and maybe you're going to like a checkout or something. Or, you know, a cash register, a till. And you're just thinking, like, is someone going to say something different to me today? Am I going to understand what they say? So there's, like, this extra level of preparation, like mental preparation you have to do. You know, just paying a bit more attention. And it takes just a bit more effort to do it. Yeah. So it's like... Yeah, it's a bit like, sometimes I just can't be bothered, you know? I just want a nice, easy, relaxing time. But yeah. I don't know if that will ever change. It will do, I suppose, as I become more used to living over here. And it just becomes, everything becomes normal at some point, hopefully. But yeah. At the moment, there's still that feeling. Actually, I had to, I didn't have to, but I called Apple in Japan recently, and I was asking some questions about buying a new laptop, and they've got like a, you can call the Japanese sort of like customer support, or the English one, and I thought, wow, English, I'm going to give that a go. And the person I spoke to, he was very kind. He didn't have the best English, to be honest. And I think he had a little bit of difficulty understanding what I was saying. I don't know. He had like a bit of an American accent. So maybe my British English was a bit confusing for him. Although I was trying to speak slowly and clearly. But yeah, maybe he was just expecting an American. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was nice, to be honest. To be perfectly honest, I was just phoning up and I was thinking, this is great. I'll be able to speak to someone who can speak English, and I can speak English, and there's no confusion, and it's going to be easy. It's going to be great. And yeah, I enjoyed it. It was nice. It was nice being able to do something in Japan using English for a change. Yeah. But I am really looking forward to the day when I can have that similar feeling with Japanese. That's what I'm working towards. That's my goal when it comes to studying language. It's not, I don't know, some people say I want to be fluent. It's hard to measure what fluent is. But for me, my goal is, I just want to be able to use it easily, I guess. You know, just understand what people are saying to me easily without having to concentrate harder. You know, so I can go into the shop and just relax and just know that no matter what someone says, I can understand it. That's my goal. And yeah, I shall work hard towards that. And I will update you with my progress, because I think it's a very interesting experience, really. I mean, I've got lots of experience learning Japanese in England. This is learning Japanese in Japan. It is quite different. And that's another topic, I think. It's another topic for another day. But anyway, I'm in a good mood today. And I'm often in a good mood, to be honest. But I sometimes worry a bit that when I talk about certain things on this podcast, that I give people the impression that I'm a little unhappy. I'm not really. It's a sunny day. There's no clouds in the sky. You don't get that back in England so often, especially not in winter time, especially not in February. So, yeah, I've got lots to be thankful for, and I've got a great journey ahead of me, a language journey and a life journey and a cultural journey and many journeys, I guess. Yeah, metaphorical journeys as well. If you know what that word means. If you don't, you can always read the transcript on the Patreon page, which I've tried to make as cheap as possible for everyone, just in case you want to join. Right. Until next time, I hope you have, like me, a lovely day today. Until next time, bye-bye.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.